Good morning, Rabbi Say. Ah! Nobody answered. What's going on here? I'm by myself. Rabbi Say, Lidu Nishmasim, Mirasi, Rizbas Mordechai. I'm back in Ramat Bet Shemesh in my new MDY office. Maybe I'll show you real quickly. This is what the ceiling looks like, believe it or not. Yes. Okay. Beautiful place. It's unbelievable to be back. It's a little easier, actually, to learn and to prepare shiur. Things were going gewaldig. I have my printer right here. It's unbelievable. Today, shiur is sponsored by the Kessler family. Refuah shleima for Aliza Tova Bas Esther Gruno. Yixil Moshe Ben Sar, Pechaz Aliyah Ben Nechama Tilya, Simcha Aliza Bas Klariu, the Yosef Ben Rivka Esther. Yisrael, good friend. I would ask everyone to please dive into Kapitel 10 for mine and your friend dedicated Talmud mission that his aunt Basho Bas Yehuda should have a proper burial. Amen. Refuah shleima, Yocheved Yael Bas Tzivya Krunya, young mother just diagnosed with thyroid cancer. Refuah shleima. Yosef and Malki Mevorach, Lili Nishmas, our grandparents, Mr. Aviu Abud, Rebbe Vo, Besora, and Mrs. Elise Tabush, Simcha Bas, Alfred. What else do we have here? Sponsored. Parnas HaChodesh. By Michael Ben Amela, in memory of his mother, Baruch Fegabas Shmuel, and his father, Menachem Ben Elchanan, and a merit to make it to Uman, Rosh Hashanah, this year. 1, 2, 3, 4. Gevaldik. Okay. Rabbi Yisrael, real quickly, some emails here. First of all, we have a picture from Ilya from the West Side. He says, it's geschmack to learn the daf. Now, I looked closely. He says he's from the West Side, but these buildings, if you look closely, they look like they're in Eretz Yisrael. I don't see buildings like that in the West Side. I don't know. Maybe he's visiting Vesachnisht. I love this one right over here from Meir Bolel. Baruch Hashem, we had a family simcha tonight. I haven't missed a day since we started Brachas. I met so many people. It was unbelievable to be in America. I was in Miami, Los Angeles, Chicago, Borough Park, Five Towns, Lakewood. Did I miss anything? I don't even know. We have to say Yishkoyach. Who did I miss? Tinek. Oh, I forgot about our Tinek. Tinek, you're right. And today in RBS, unbelievable. Incredible, incredible. I met so many wonderful people. And I have to say Yishkoyach again to every single person that organized. Start with Tinek, Joel Mizrahi. In Miami, I have Shlomo Lazarian and Aaron, we call him Harry, Shalom. Lakewood, Aaron Hirsch, who else? You, of course, Mark Ashkenazi, and Uncle Phil, who came to every single party and set up beforehand. The guys for the Sherev Brachos, 300 people showed up in Borough Park. Unbelievable to all the guys that were inside of that. Oh, I can't forget the Itzkowitz brothers. Yonason, Yoichanan, I mean. Who else? We have in the Five Towns, Ben, and maybe Kalman also. I haven't seen Kalman around too much in the Five Towns, but okay. In Borough Park, Eli Dykman, Yishkoyach for the ride, Yisrael Goldstein. I know I'm forgetting a lot of names here. Who else do we have? Miami. Michael Ben Shitrit and the Saka brothers. So Yishkoyach again to everybody. It's unreal. Mamish HaKiddush Hashem. People gathered together from all races and colors and minhagim, and that is crazy. Unbelievable. The amount of stories that I heard, unbelievable. The achdus. I'm telling you, if you haven't been out there, you should try to come out to one of these live things. It's unreal. The kitzer, I really miss the chevri here in Ramat Bet Shemesh. Can't wait to get to see Gary again and Yosef and Noam and Avi. You know, he's a big star. I didn't chap how big he is. Nachum Seltzer. The Yom says they love him. Okay, Bezer Hashem. So listen to this. Meir Bilal says, I haven't missed the daf since Bracha. So that's what I was saying. Like, a lot of people that came over to me, I started in Yuma, started in Sukkah. So, to find a guy that started in Bracha is a big find. It's a big thing. So here, Meir Bilal, since Bracha, I haven't missed a day. and definitely was not going to miss tonight by our simcha. It's now 2:30 a.m. And Baruch Hashem, I'm doing today's daf. Look at this. Love this. Love this email. I'm so thankful to you how the daf has impacted me on a daily basis in such a positive way. Hope you have a safe and easy trip back. Meir Bolel. Basnach. Okay, we ran out of time. We got to start the shiur. Real quickly, from Yossi Gluck. He says here that he started, when he falls behind, he doesn't try to catch up. He goes to the next daf. He watches it on all daf, on Torah anytime. Listen to this. Yossi Gluck, I'm a truck driver. I start out deliveries at 5 a.m., taking a break for Shachris. There are days I finish 1 or 2 p.m. or 4 or 5 p.m., depending on the route. My commute without traffic is an hour and 20 minutes. So I have plenty of time to listen to the daf. This is what people do while they're traveling these days. I go to my Ruv's Shir, R-U-V-S, my Ruv's Shir, when I can, during the week, and on Shabbos Yom Tovim. But my online source of the daf has been in flux until, I don't know how this guy knows flux, what, Ruv and flux doesn't go together. I saw the Megadav Yomi free arts from Sechti Yima. After watching his Shir for the first time, I was hooked. Aside from my Ruv, who's not online. Good morning, Abayisai, wonderful day. Full my attention, and Mirz Hashem will continue to follow your Shir. I'm trying to convince some of my family and friends to just watch Shiurim in the hope that they too will be hooked and join. At least in this small way, I can try to help out America's Daf HaYomi to grow. Shkoyach, beautiful. Wishing you much atzlach and hoping to meet you in person someday. Your Talmud, Yossi Gluck. I have here a boy side, Peter McTyrus. I don't know if you saw. Unbelievable gift. Gewaldigazachen. Okay. Here we go. Should I read this? Nah. Not tomorrow. Rabbi Yisrael, we're holding Daf Mem Aleph. Is this shaking? Okay, got to make sure not to shake the table here. In my office, they serve water like this. Shmaka stuff. Okay. Three lines down. Omar Ravashi. Machloikis Bepri Rishon. So listen to this. I came to the office. To my room, it's right. I see the whole kitchen, the whole house. Everybody could see me. I said, I want Dailam to be able to see me learn. Came with a new chop. I think I want to try this out for the future. There are people that don't have a Gemara in front of them, as I was told on my little tour. So therefore, maybe I could just show what we learned yesterday in a little bit of a chart to make it a little easier. So we had a machlokes yesterday. Rebbe Lozer says, "Ein shvis mischalelas elo derech mekach." When you have a fruit of Shemitah that grew during Shemitah, it has gdushas shvis. It has gdusha of Shemitah. And you want to transfer it, transfer the gdusha, also, not to take it away from the fruit, but also to put it on something else. The only way you can transfer it is derech mekach, by purchasing it, selling it. Rebbe Yochanan, what? Oh, you guys in Zoom, Nebuch. Okay, here. Try to be careful with Zoom. Okay. Now, but you hear me on Zoom. This new microphone works. Gewaldige stuff. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Bein Derech Mekach, Bein Derech Chilul. So Rabbi Yochanan argues and he says, you could transfer Gedusha even, not only through purchasing, but Chilul, meaning I say, this apple, this Shemitah apple should go into money. The Kedusha should go into money without buying it. I do it in my own home. I do it by myself. Chilu. Okay. That's what we learned yesterday. Omar Rav Ashi. Now, this is what it looks like. You have an apple that's Shemitah. I want to transfer the Kedusha into money. The money becomes Kadosh either through purchase or according to Rabbi Yochanan, just by saying it. Now, step two, from here to here, I want to transfer the Kedusha from the money into the orange. So that works. Now we said that yesterday we finished off that the Kedusha remains over here and remains over here and could dissipate and go away completely from the center. Says the Gemara, Omer Avashi, Machloik is B'Pri-Rishoin. Pri-Rishoin meaning the original Shemitah fruit going into the money, or another fruit, or meat, or whatever. Avo b'prisheni divri akol bein derech mekach bein derech hilu. To go from here, from the money into fruit, there is no machloikis. Everybody agrees that it can be done without purchasing, without selling anything. Just saying it. I want the Kedusha to go from here to the orange. Bam. Now my money becomes chulin money. The Kedusha goes into the orange. This is the Havamina Rabbi Isai. We're going to walk away from this soon. Here, this is the new system. I hope it doesn't just last just for today, because I have a lot of energy because I didn't sleep much on the flight. This is yesterday. Look at this brisa from yesterday. Okay, tzad, lokach beperish shviz basar. Let's say you take fruit and you transfer into meat. Elu ve'elu mizbarim. So there's a chiyuv to be mevar. You have to destroy fruit, right? There's an expiration date. We spoke about it all. Fruit has a certain expiration date. So now, the meat also has an expiring date because the meat is like the fruit. And then there's another step. Lokach basar dogim. And then he took with the meat. He bought fish. Here's the question. Why does it say lokach? It says you purchase because that we discussed. Okay, according to one man, the Omar, you need, the only way you can go from step one to step two is by purchasing it. But from step two to three, or call it step two, you don't need to buy it. If that's the case, why does it say by step two, lokach? Why does it say you purchased? Even without purchasing, you can just say it. Hello, my fish should become kadosh instead of my meat. And it works. Why? Because it's step two. You just said step two, you don't need to buy it. So why does it say lokach? Says the Gemara, because I already said lokach over here, so I say lokach again, but it's not hechrach, you don't have to do it. Great. I have a better question. A guy has money that's Shemitah money. How do you have Shemitah money? The only way you have Shemitah money doesn't grow on trees, Rabbi Yisai. The only thing that has Kedusha is something that grows on a tree, an apple, an orange. So how do you have money that's Shemitah money? Because you sold your Shemitah fruit and you turned your money into Shemitah money. So now it has Kedusha. Now what happens? He has a brach. He has money in his pocket that's Kaddish. What does he do with it? And he wanted to buy a shirt. You're not allowed to buy a shirt. Why? Because we discussed you're only allowed to buy food. La'achla. Something that you could eat. A shirt lasts for a few years, hopefully. So you can't buy a shirt with Shemitah money. Kate said, yeah, I said, what's the trick? He goes to a merchant that he's used to and he knows. Give me some fruit. I'm going to purchase. He says, listen, help me out. I'm a good customer. You know me for years. I need you to do me a favor. I'm stuck here with Shemitah money. So let's do a trick. I am going to buy oranges with the money. What happens to the oranges? They become Kaddish. What happens to the cash? It becomes regular cash. Now you have my cash. I have your oranges. Everything is good? Great. Now we're going to do a switcheroo. I'm going to give you back your oranges. You're going to give me back my money. My money doesn't have any Kedusha on it. But guess what? The oranges do have Kedusha on it. And now you're a very good friend of mine. And you're going to be stuck with Kaddish oranges that you have to eat like you eat fruit of Shemitah. But the guy owes him a lot of favors. He's a good client. He's a good customer. So he's going to do him this favor. Now the original guy has cash to buy a coat. Again, Reuven has cash that has Kedusha in it. He purchases oranges from Shimon, and the Kedusha transfers into the oranges, goes away from the cash. Shimon, as a favor, gives back the cash to Reuven without any Kedusha on it. Reuven does Shimon a favor and gives him back his oranges with a brach in it, with Shemitah problems. Well, it's not the end of the world. He'll deal with it like everybody else deals with Shemitah fruit. Says the Gemara, I want to purchase fruit from you. And he gives it to him. And then he says, okay, I'm giving it back to you as a gift. And then the owner of the store gives him back the cash as a gift. And therefore, Reuven, who started out with the cash that he couldn't use, now could purchase whatever he wants with the cash. It's called money laundering. This, to the oranges, is prisheni. Prisheni, we said, you don't have to go to a merchant. You can do it at home. Why did Reuven go and mess somebody up? He should have messed himself up. He should have just gotten in his own bedroom and said, hey, this cash should transfer to the oranges. You just said that at home, that you, from to do the second step, you don't need to buy. You don't need to purchase. You can do chilul. What does chilul mean? Do it by yourself. So this is a very interesting lashon, and Rashi points out, Elamar Ravashi, usually if I'm quoting somebody else, then and I made a mistake in how I quoted him, I say, oh, Ela Omar Eli, what I heard was a little different. If Ravashi was quoting his Rebbe, then it would make sense. Elamar Ravashi. Okay, so we just have to fix it a little bit. It means this is what Ravashi meant to say. Machlokes b'prisheni. In other words, Ravashi knew that there's a machlokes only on one and not on the second. He messed it up a little bit. He said the machlokes is on the first, not on the second. What he meant to say is it's on the second, not on the first. He remembers his Rebbe said something like that. Our pri rishon derakol derech mekachin derech hilul loy. Again, so we're changing it hafuch al hafuch, exact reverse. Machlokes is on the second, not like he said before. The machlokes is on the first. The machlokes is on the second. On the first is actually zero machlokes. What? On the second one, does it have to be derech mekach, only purchase or not? That's the machlokes between Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yochanan. But the first, to go from the first original apple at Shemitah to the cash, you've got a call only during, like a purchase, derech mekachin, derech hilul loy. V'hadik tani, echot shviz, oh, we have a chart. So I don't, whoever doesn't have a gemara, if you want to see it, it's like six lines from the bottom of Mem Amud Beis, but it says over there, Echad Shviyas, Ve'echad Meiser Sheini, these two things, Mischalalin. You could do Chilul, you could say it with your mouth, you don't have to purchase. Mischalim al Behem o Chayvav. V'hal Yoni Echad Shviyas, Ve'echad Meiser Sheini, Mai Shviyas, Demei Shviyas. Oh, says the Gemara. Over here, Echad Shviyas, how can you do Chilul? We just said Chilul only works step two, according to this man Domar. Step one, everybody agrees there's no chilul. But over here it says, Echot Shviz, Mischalim, there is chilul. So we must say that Echot Shviz is not talking about the fruit. It's talking about the step later, once you have money. So why does it say Echot Shviz? Is that a doichak? No. I'll tell you why it's not a doichak. Because Echot Meiser Sheini is also not talking about fruit. It's talking about the money that comes from the fruit. I'll prove it to you. By the way, Rabbi Yisai, we're starting a brand new easy sugi in a second. We're starting a Mishnah. So wake up over here. A little preparation for this Mishnah. It's the money of Shemitah. It's step two. Meiser, Meiser, Mamish. What? Are we talking about the actual fruit of Meiser Sheini? Again, if I have produce, I give 10% to myself and I have to bring it to Yerushalayim. Does it mean it's the produce itself? How do I do? How do I redeem? How do I transfer Gdusha from fruit to money, to something else? Only through money that has a tzura. Vitzarta, Rashi says, it has a tzura. We learned this a number of times. The money has a depiction on it. But it can't be fruit. Ela the May Meiser. We're talking about the money that you transferred from Meiser into money. So when the Brisa says Meiser Sheini, it's not referring to the actual fruit. It's referring to money. So too, when it says Echot Shviz, it's not referring to the actual apple in step one, but it's referring to the cash that comes out of step one. Okay, here we go. Why don't I have the Hold on, we have to find it. I know that I printed it, so we're going to look for it. Hold on. Official is getting annoyed with me because I keep on forgetting his sponsorship. Hold on. Not really. He didn't tell me that, but I know. Oh, here it is. The official Mishnah is sponsored by official Refuah Shleima for Avim Yosef ben Chano. Zog de Elagi Mishnah. In the beginning, when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayom, they brought the Lulav and Esrik every single day. So here we go. Look at this famous pasuk. When do you take a Lulav and Esrik? On the first day. What does the pasuk continue? Usmachtem, beautiful. Usmachtem, you have to have simcha. We know Sukkot is the Yontev of Simcha. The Vilna Gaon says it's the hardest mitzvah to be Mekayim, to be happy, the whole Sukkot. V'nei Hashem L'Gerichem, Shivas Yomim. What's going on? Stirim in Eubei. Over here it says, B'yoyim HaRishon, in the same pasuk, Shivas Yomim. When do you take a lulav? 7 days or one day? I don't know. So the Gemara answers that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Shivas Yomim, but in outside of the Mikdash, or bizman hazeh, without it, b'yoyim harishon. Let's see. B'shara lulav nidah b'mikdash shiva, dino yoyim echad, mishachar beis hamikdash. Once the beis hamikdash was destroyed, unfortunately, hiskin rabbi yoichanan ben zakkai, shiya lulav nidah b'medina shiva, zeichan l'mikdash. So the reason why we take a lulav every single day, in our days, to shul, every single day, because of the takhana of rabbi yoichanan ben zakkai, we're going to see. Some say it's a Dairaisa actually. He just preached this pasuk Barabbim. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says you should bring a lulav to shul every single day. Zecher la Mikdash. What else did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai say? Bishiye Yoyim Hanef Kula Yosur. So this is very interesting. Another pasuk, Rabbi Yosai. Wow, we're running out of time. V'lech mikodem galen lo yisaychlu. This is the Isser of eating new crap, new wheat. The Isser of Chadash, which by the way we say all the time, is Asr Bizman Hazeh, and it's Asr in America. Just as the Bach that says that is a Heter. So don't go over to that young Eli Stefanski in the bakery and tell him, hey, what are you, Makbet on Chadash, on Yashan, Chadash Asr Min HaDaraisa? You have to know the halachas. If you're going to say that you don't care about the Isser of Yashan Bizman Hazeh, know that you're relying on one Achroin called the Bach. Yes, he wrote the Shulchan Aruch. He's amazing. But 99% of the Achroinim, the Poiskim, and the Rishonim hold that it's Isser Deraisa Bizman Hazeh. You should just know that instead of making fun of somebody without knowing it. Okay. Yeah, I like to say it every time we talk about Chodesh. So, that's my Yom Hazeh. What is that? That's my Yom Hazeh. You should not eat Chodosh until you bring a carbon, until they bring the Omer. On the 16th day of Nisan, the second day of Pesach, they brought the carbon Omer, and that allowed us to use all the wheat from beforehand. When? In the morning. At that time, the Gemara Darshan's now. We're going to see another Pshat, that it means in the middle of the day. But right now, we're learning when the sun comes up. So you can't eat. Then it says in the Pasuk, Adavayachem is carbon. Oh, not in the morning. You can't eat yet. You have to wait until the carbon. So what do we learn from here? Two things. When the Beis HaMikdash was Kayam, so I have to wait until they brought the carbon Omer. But when there's no Beis HaMikdash, till the morning. So there's two Zmanim. Again, today, Hayom, this year, we just passed Pesach, okay? So this year, the second day of Pesach, when the morning comes, I could start eating the old crap. I don't have a carbon. I don't have a Beis HaMikdash. But in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, I have to wait until the carbon. When is that? Up until Chatzos, let's say. We'll see in the Gemara. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai came up. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, no. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, you're not eating at all that day. Forget about it in the morning. Forget about it in the afternoon. Nothing. Says the Gemara, Min Olam Davdin Zeichel HaMikdash. To commemorate the Beis HaMikdash. Now, there's a beautiful Imri Emes. We're going to see it in a second. I'll say it later when we see the Sugya. Menal and Avdino Zechel HaMikdash. How do you know this idea that you should celebrate the Churban Beis Hamikdash, so to speak. You have, when we walk into our house, we have an Amo na Amo. You're not supposed to paint one Amo. Or by a chuppah, we break a glass. You're not supposed to listen to music. Certain things that we do, Zeich HaMikdash. How do you know this idea? Ki ale arucha loch, I will give you like a cure. Umakisecha erpoich num Hashem, and I'm gonna heal you from your wounds. Ki nidacha karu loch, because the goyim call you nidach. You're downtrodden. You're down there. Tzioni doyreshein loch. Why? Because Yerushalayim tzion. Nobody cares about it. Nobody cries over the churban abayis. Doyreshein loch. Miklal the boy drisha. You see, the Torah is upset. Because Baruch says, nobody cares about my Churban. We're talking about 1,000 years later. Yes, you have to care about the Churban. You have to commemorate the Churban Abayis. I heard once a beautiful mashal. There was a very wealthy person who was making a wedding for his daughter, and he ordered the greatest symphonies and the best caterers and the. It was on a cruise, the whole Zach. And all the guests showed up. And unfortunately, this Kala that he made the chazan for was Nifter in LA just now. A guy gave me a sefer, Le'ilu Nishmas. It was written for his own son that was Nifter a week before his chazan. You believe this? A week before the chazan. So I remember this story. This Kala was Nifteres, the day of the Chasana. So some of the people that came already and this and that, they said, you know, there's already music. There's already food. The cater already prepared. What, we're not going to sit down? We should dance a little bit. They asked about Simcha. He said, yeah, whatever. Go ahead. I don't care. So the truth is, anybody that sat down and ate that sushi and danced at that fake wedding didn't know the Kala, didn't know the father of the Kala, obviously. Didn't care. They came to party. The Mekuravim to the Mishpacha, they went to the Levaya. They couldn't eat, they couldn't dance. Same thing with the Beis HaMikdash. If you care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you care about the Churban, then you're not going to sit and do whatever you're doing. It's because you don't care. So that's why you're partying around. Says the Gemara, Vishiya Yoibanef. So, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai also instituted that you cannot eat from the new crop the entire day of the 16th. My time I marry Bona Beis HaMikdash, because real quickly the Beis HaMikdash is going to be Kayim. Then we eat in the morning. Look, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to eat at sunrise. If there is a Beis HaMikdash, you can't eat until the carbon. They're going to forget. People are going to get mixed up. And they said, yeah, last year we ate first thing. Chalamayid in the morning. We ate the new crap, the new pizza, but not mamish pizza because it's chalamayid Pesach. And people don't know the shtok at the lo have beis hamidosh because there's no beis hamidosh. Hey, mizrach chiter. That's why there's no beis hamidosh. When the sun goes up, you could eat it. Hashanah beis hamidosh. Oimer matir. So I just tell you real quickly the Imri Emes says there's a few things. A lot of things that we did instituted for the Beis HaMikdash. Why did the Mishnah pick? We're talking about a lulav. Lulav, nitel, 7 days. Oh, and by the way, also, you shouldn't eat chadash. Chadash is a halacha for Mesechus Pesachim. By the way, you shouldn't play music because of the Beis HaMikdash. What does that have to do with our Mishnah? It says the Imriam is beautiful. If you tell Klal Yisrael, look, the Beis HaMikdash went bye-bye, it's very sad. Churban HaBayis. And now, in our days, we bring a lulav because to commemorate the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah comes and tells you, look, I'm so concerned that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt tomorrow. Here, look at this sugya. This gzeira is because maybe the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built when? Right away now. So it gives us a little bit of a chizuk. Now what? Hashadig Beis HaMikdash Oymer Matir. The Bnei Emes asks the Gemara, when exactly do you think the Beis HaMikdash was built? If the Beis HaMikdash was built on the 16th of Nisan, it was built in the afternoon. But you're allowed to eat chadash as soon as the sun comes out. You know why? Because there's no Beis HaMikdash then. The Beis HaMikdash was built a few hours later, too late. Once the sun comes out, I'm allowed to eat because there's no Beis HaMikdash. Elo deiko divnei b'chameisa. So you have to say that the Beis HaMikdash was built on the 15th, the day before. Oh, it was built on the 15th. So then why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, why did he say that you can't eat it the whole day? He should have said, just make sure you don't eat until noon. Why? People that don't know when exactly they brought the carbon, Omer, in the Beis HaMikdash, they're allowed to eat the new crap from noon. Why? Because it's obvious that the Chachamim in the Beis HaMikdash are not going to let this thing go for a long time. They're going to bring the carbon immediately. They bring the carbon immediately. Noon is enough. So why did Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai go all the way out and say you can't eat any food the entire day? Noon is the latest. If we have a Beis HaMikdash that was built on the 15th, Rabbi Yochanan, the Beis Din is going to make sure to bring the carbon Omer all the way by noon. Says Gemara, how come there's only 100 people on Zoom and not 101? Oh, as I said at 101, I thought maybe there's a problem with Zoom, that it's not allowing people. All right, beautiful. I'm not saying only, it's great, all these guys from America staying up at 1 o'clock in the morning, it's unbelievable. Says the Gemara, the Beis HaMikdash was built at night. Now before we go to the Gemara's Teretz, there's a beautiful Rashi here. How was the Beis HaMikdash built at night? You cannot build a Beis HaMikdash at night. Tosfos also asked the question. More than that, when was it built? On the 15th. 15th is what? Pesach, Seder night. You're building a Beis HaMikdash on Pesach. You're not allowed to build a Beis HaMikdash on Pesach. Says Rashi, that the third Beis HaMikdash is going to come down from heaven. Just land. So there's a big deal, but it says in other places that we're going to build it and the whole thing. Fine. But it came down, it just comes down. So what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer is that it came down, the Beis HaMikdash was there at night. The same thing. It came from the night before, it was there already. And therefore what? There's so much to do in order to make this Omer. We didn't chop that it's coming. In the time of Beis HaMikdash, we know the Omer is coming tomorrow, so we're going to get ready for this. But there's so many different steps. You have to cut it, you have to dry it out, you have to grind it. They're not going to make it by Chatzos. Rabbi Yochanan is concerned we're not going to make it by Chatzos. So now you hear the Imri Emes. It's showing us how real this is. It's so real. The Beis HaMikdash is going to come mamish within. It could come at night. They'll fly down from heaven. We're not even going to build it. It's going to be here that to the point that we cannot eat Chadash the whole 16 because maybe it'll come so quickly. Gives us Chizuk. Says Gemara. Omer Rabbi Nachman Yitzchok. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai. B'shitas. Rabbi Yitzchok Omer. Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai. B'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Amara. Rabbi Yochanan Mezakai says it, learned it like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi points out something amazing. He says, think about it. Here's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who is the Rebbe of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, who was the Rebbe, who were the Rebbeim of the famous Rabbi Akiva, who is the Rebbe of Rabbi Yehuda. It can't be that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is saying it in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so they, you know, like you say, you look like your father looks like you. No, you look like your father. Okay, so that's the point. Rabbi Yehuda said it like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Great. But here's a riddle. Rabbi Isai, we learned in this Masechta. Who was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Rebbe? Think about it for a second. Remember it says, Hillel had 80 Talmidim. And the greatest one was Rabbi Yochanan ben Uziel, that the bird would fly over and would burn. Who is the smallest, the weakest Talmud? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And you see an unbelievable thing here. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the weakest Talmud, so to speak, out of 80. The last in the class. Out of 80 Talmudim, he's the last. He instituted halachas. He was so great. He was a manig. He instituted these halachas. That's what a small, never give up. Small guy, small Tana, great Tana. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Amara. The Omar minatoyru asur. Oh, so this pasuk, v'lechem v'golim karmel lo soichlu ad etzma yom hazeh. And we learned the means until the morning when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you could eat the new crop ad etzma yom hazeh right away in the morning when the sun comes out. No, I'm telling you, d'chsev ad etzem hayoyim hazeh ad yitzu mishal yoyim. Ad etzem hayoyim means into the middle, be'emtza, the middle of the day. And ad vad b'chlal, it includes the everything, the whole day, and therefore I can't eat that day. We just turned, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim group, for all those who need Shiduchim, Refuas, Yeshuas, please join Tehillim.8mindaf.com. Now, there is a new sponsor. I must find them because I choked up when I saw this. Where is it? It's over here. Listen to this. I have to say this every day. Hopefully I don't choke up today and not tomorrow. Sponsored by Shlomo Lalazarian from LA. The guy who waited for hours, I don't know, 3-4 hours at the wedding. He refused to go home. He had to wait outside for me to take me to the airport. In honor of Reb Eli's wife, Fagi, for sacrificing her life in order for Reb Eli to prepare the daf. Thank you, Shlomo. It means a lot. Thank you. You're a great guy. And by the way, Shlomo has been doing the daf with us since Brachas. I never heard of his name, never heard. He says he hasn't missed a day since Brachas. Brachas. I met a bunch of guys like that, Baruch Hashem. All right, says the Gemara. Only 8 minutes for this amazing Amud. Oy vavoy. Umi Savalik will say, how is it possible that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda, but Miflik Polagale, he argues with him, the Sanyo, Mishachar, Beis HaMikdash, Shizkin, Rabbi Yochanan Zakai, Shiyah, Yemanev, Kuli Asur. Rabbi Yochanan Zakai said that you can't eat Chadash the entire 16th. Omar Loi Rabbi Yehuda, you got to take out the Loi, because Rabbi Yehuda did not live in his generation, like I just showed you. Maloi Menat Toiru Asur. Dechsev, Adetzem, Ayoyim Hazeh, Aditzum Shayoyim. So, here, Rabbi Yehuda says, so you see that they argue with each other. Rabbi Yehuda argues, don't say that Rabbi Yehuda is exactly said like Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, the Katai, Rabbi Yehuda made a mistake. Who saw the Rabbanu Kama? He thought that, where is it, the Pasuk, whatever, here, he thought that Rabbi Yehuda and Zakkai was talking about an Indian, the Rabbanu. Vilayim, the Raisa Kamar. Rabbi Yehuda and Zakkai held that it's usur to eat the new crop the entire day. Minat Torah. This is Minat Torah. It says Mefurish in the Mishnah, Vahiyiskin Kamar. He instituted it. If it's a deraisa, he didn't institute it. Says the Gemara, you're right. He didn't institute it. Mayiskin? Dorash Vyiskin. He just let the Olam know that this is the Pshat in the Pasuk. And therefore, if this is the Pshat in the Pasuk, then you cannot eat the new crop midaraisa. Says the Eilagim Mishnah, official Mishnah sponsored by official Rufur Shlema for Brino Bas Yented Vaira. Yonta Verishon Shechag Shechali is B'Shabbos. Kolom Moilichim is Lulavim Lebeis HaKnesses. There's no problem with Mukta. They used to shake the Lulav on Shabbos when there was a Beis HaMikdash. The problem is carrying on Shabbos. So I bring my Lulav on Friday to Shul. L'machras mashkimim ubayim, I get up real early in the morning, mashkimim, like Avram Avinu, vayashkim Avram Aboiker, mashkimim. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, miktas, look, ktas min ha-mahadrim, I'm reading his lashon, noegim levorech alaluliv bahanei tachamo. Says the Mishnah Berurah that if you want to be a makbid, it's not enough just to go and spend $5,000 on an esrig and check the esrig for 72 hours. And go to every store until you find. Get up early. Let's see you get out of your bed early in the morning. Neitzachama. Shake the lulav where? B'toy chasuka ulenaneya. If you want to be machmer, you want to be mimahadrin, get up early in the morning. Shake your lulav in the sukkah. Why? The Mishnah says, L'mochras mashkimim uboim. They all got up early and came to shul. Kolach v'achad makis shaloi v'noitloi. Everybody recognizes his lulav, it has his name, a name tag. You only take your lulav. You don't say, well, let me just be nice. Let somebody else use my lulav. It doesn't work. You cannot be yoytza with your friend's lulav. Why? It has to be yours. But in the rest of the yomtev, you could be yoytza b'chaveroi. It's a shaila here. It doesn't mean not in the time of Beis HaMikdash, because in the time of Beis HaMikdash, maybe there is some Rishonim hold, there is a chiyuv of lachem for all the day. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag Shechal Is B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says, listen to this unbelievable Rabbi Yossi. It's a famous Rabbi Yossi. We had this earlier, a few Masechtas ago. Rabbi Yossi says, Yom Tov Harishon Shechal Is B'Shabbos. Shvishachar Voitzis Olulav. A guy was over a Issadar Raisa. He schlepped his lulav in Rishus HaRabim. He went from his house to Rishus HaRabim. What would you typically think this person has to do? He has to bring a carbon chatos. He made a mistake. Says Rabbi Yossi, no. Since he's dealing with a mitzvah, potter, he doesn't have to bring a carbon chatos. Why? Because he was tarud b'mitzvah. It's unbelievable. If you take out your clock, whatever it is, then you're over isadar ha'isa, you have to bring a carbon. But since you wanted to be mekayim a mitzvah, you wanted to be close to HaKadosh Baruch and bring a mitzvah, we're not gonna penalize you and make you bring a carbon. Says the Gemara Menana Mili the Torah Banon Ulekachta. Okay, we had this many times already in this Masechta. It says each and every one should bring a lulav and esrim lochem mishalochem. It has to be yours. Lohaitzis hashol v'sagozul. Wow, how can I skip this? I know. There's so much to say here in 3 minutes. The Talmud of Rashba says, I'll say it real quickly, you'll have to slow it down. Lochem shalochem, that we take an esrig that has flavor and smell. And we take a hadas that has a smell and no flavor. We take a lulav that has flavor, the date, and no smell. And we take a rava that has no smell and no dates, the famous Talmud of Rashba. This represents all of Klal Yisrael. There are people that are learners and don't do chesed, and there's those who do ma'isim toivim and have learning, and those who don't do anything. And Kadosh Baruch Hu, instead of destroying them, says, let's take them all, let's put them into aguda achas. We'll put them all to one bundle like a lulav and esrig. And like this, they'll be saved. MDY. Everybody from all sorts, the people that do chesed and don't learn, those who learn don't do chesed, don't do anything. One bundle. Says the Gemara. You can't borrow a lulav and esrig. You cannot borrow a lulav and esrig on the first day of Yom Tov. Also, v'sagozol. How do you do it? We're going to see in a second. Let's say a person doesn't have a lulav and esrig. You cannot borrow it. And you have to be very careful with this. You're not yoytze with your friend's lulav. Only a pure gift. So what we do today is a matana al menas la'achzir, which is a pure gift. I'm giving it to you on condition you give it back to me. Says the Gemara, Ma'aseh bring Gamaliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva. These gedolei hador, shebaim b'sfina. Where else did we have this? In this Masechta, they were on a ship and they built a sukkah. Remember, you're going to build a sukkah and the sukkah flew off in the wind. Maybe it was a one-time deal that they were on the ship and all these halachas happened to them. We had in a different Masechta also they were on a ship. We had an Erevin, we had in Shabbos. Listen to this story. Rabbi Gamliel he's the only one that had a lulav. Shilakachai be'elev zuz. How much is a ksuva, Rabbi Yisai? 200 zuz. A ksuva is enough money to give a woman, your wife, to live for a year. He bought a lulav 5 years of parnasa worth. That's a lot of money, what he spent on this one lulav. And then, Rabbi Gamliel v'yotza boi nusana Rabbi Shua b'matana. Rabbi Gamliel took the lulav of his yotza and he gave it to Rabbi Shua as a gift. And Rabbi Shua took it as a gift. The wealthiest one, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, gave it to him. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he did the mitzvah. And he gave it to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Gamliel was masking L'chaira that they should all take it. But if you don't give it back, then nobody's Yotza. Says the Gemara, what do I care what happened at the end? They're all yaitza. Maybe it's even better you shouldn't give it back. It should be a real matana. Why does it need it back? I'm telling you another chiddush. Matana, amanas lahachzir, shma matana. If I give you a gift on condition that you give it back to me, then it's a great gift, it's a perfect gift, and that's the only way to borrow lulav, Rabbi Yisai Ayantav. Here's a riddle. How's it possible that a person took a lulav and an esrig, and he shook the lulav and the esrig, and the pitim broke, and because the pitim broke, what he shook the lulav and the esrig a minute earlier, he's not yotze the lulav and esrig at all. And the answer is, because now he borrowed this lulav and esrig, and it was an amatana nafs la'achzer, he can't give it back, because the pitim is broken. So he wasn't yoytze the mitzvah. That's what Matana Manas Lachzer does. Says the Gemara, Kiyodam Arova, Hey, L'cho Esrik Zeh, Manasha Tachzir Eli. I'm giving you this Esrik on condition that you give it back to me. Tosis points out, the famous Tanai shall be negoved, b'nei Reuven, has to be said in a certain way. Tosis says the Gemara wasn't makbid. In a chanami, we might have to, according to Tosis, you have to say that, you have to say the bad before the good, like the condition before the, and you have to say it twice. So it could be, I don't know the halacha, I didn't look it up, but according to Tosis at least, you would have to say, hey, I'm giving this to you b'matana manas la'achzer, I'm giving this to you b'matana manas la'achzer. Fine. The Tavi has a boy. Echzir yotza, lechzir lo yotza. And if you don't give it back, you're not yotza. Lo meli lemeimer shalakocha b'ezer levzuz. What difference does it make how much he paid for it? Lo'idiyacho kamo mitzvois chavivois aleihem. Wow, we have to stop here, I think, even though we have a major daf tomorrow. Fine, we'll stop here. But Rabbi Yisai, before you go, I already did this. I just want to show you something cute. Rabbi Gamliel gave the lulav to, let's say, Rabbi Akiva, b'matana manas la'achzer. Why can't Rabbi Akiva give it back to Rabbi Gamliel, b'matana manas la'achzer? It's a trick question. And memela, Rabbi Akiva will get it back. If a matana manas la'achzer is a perfect giving, so Rabbi Gamliel gave it to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva gave it to Rabbi Gamliel. The answer is, because what happens if Rabbi Gamliel doesn't give it back to Rabbi Akiva? So then, he never gave it to him. Then Rabbi Akiva never gave it to Rabbi Gamliel. If he never gave it to Rabbi Gamliel, then he was never mekayim his initial tnai of Matana Nazar. It's cool. Slow it down. Repeat it. You'll see it works. Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful day. I'm going to be here in my house for another 6 days, Be'ezer Hashem, until I can get out of this bidud. Have a great Gishmak day. Shkoyach, it's great to be back. Oh, Reb Reuven Bodenheim, I missed you. Gee. All the guys. Why? Who else do we have here? Avi Mandelbaum, Shmuel Kogus, I saw you yesterday. What are you doing here? Was noch? Zalman Tzvi. The Mac Boys. I don't see you. Hold on, I have to go back to the screen. But hold on 1 second. Yeah, you're on a different screen. But then when you go to YouTube, it says there's 300 hits or something. It's 47 now. Ah, Aaron Hirsch is on. Let me see Zalman Tzvi Yosef. Where is he? By the way, so Rabbi said, don't make fun of me, but I left my phone in America. But I have my other phone, so I don't have WhatsApp. BMS. It's coming in a week or so when somebody could grab it. I left it in my brother's car. So, Yosef, I can't communicate with you, really. How you doing, y'all? I don't know if you could pop on over here. I got to schmooze with you about stam, different things. Make sure I'm doing it okay. I'm in Bidud. You're in Bidud also?